Well, I would like to tell you about my brother's house in Brooklyn, New York. So, my brother is a criminal defense attorney in Brooklyn, and my sister-in-law is an FBI agent in Manhattan. And they live in a brownstone similar to this, and when I first went there, when they first bought their house together, I went in, and it was completely gorgeous. It was, they had had all the paint stripped off the wood, and they had stained it to its beautiful original glory. They had painted the walls with modern colors, and there was exposed brick. Not to mention their beautiful hanging wedding photos all over the place that were framed professionally and put on the wall. And I have to tell you, my sister-in-law was the most beautiful bride I have ever seen. So I am telling you all this because I walked away with a lot of house envy. I was very, very envious of this beautiful house. And then I got home and thought to myself, I need to stop this. I need to focus on what really is. I need to focus on what I have instead of what I don't have. And so I said to God, I am grateful. God, I am grateful for this house and a roof over my head. I am grateful for a yard. I am grateful for my family. I am grateful for my dogs. I am grateful. And I shifted my thoughts from what I don't have to being grateful to God for what I do have. Sometimes we lose focus. Sometimes we get caught up in what we want or what we should have or how things should be going in our life, and we forget to be grateful, and we forget to trust in that relationship that we have with Jesus. Jesus is our bread of life. When we stay in relationship with Jesus, our thoughts and prayers are around gratitude, healing, trust, letting go, and letting God, and knowing that things happen in God's time, not in our time. Jesus is our bread of life. We are to ask, give us this day our daily bread. One way to look at this is to look at our relationship with Jesus. We are fed in this relationship with Jesus. Our daily prayer and devotionals, or our connection with God in nature or in meeting with people, give us our daily bread. In these prayers, devotionals, and daily connections with God, we are fed spiritually, not physically. So Jesus has asked us to participate in Holy Communion. And just a side note, one day I may recite to you John Wesley's sermon, Constant Communion. John Wesley believed we needed to have constant communion, not just once a month, but constantly. One day I'm going to read that to you. It's a good one. So, bread and wine were staples in antiquity. Therefore, if a person or a family were to eat or drink bread or wine, they might do this once or twice a day. And in this, Jesus asked them to remember him. We might do this once a month, but in Jesus' time, this would have happened several times a week, a couple, three times a day. So, when you are eating your sandwich at lunch or a wrap, or your Italian bread at dinner, or having your glass of wine at supper, or maybe an after-dinner drink, don't forget Jesus. Remember Jesus. Remember Jesus and the importance of Jesus in your life. In this, you may be thinking of Jesus a lot more than you ever thought you would. And yet we do not eat alone. Jesus did not individually talk to each disciple and say, "Remember me," and give bread and wine. But Jesus did this in community. Jesus broke bread and drank wine together in his faith community with his disciples. And he told his disciples to continue this in community on and on through the years. And here we are 2,000 years later. We remember Jesus not only individually, but we also remember Jesus in our faith community. We are Jesus' hand and feet and heart in our faith community. So let's take a moment to thank Jesus and all that Jesus has done in our life and through this faith community. So today, as I was preparing for the sermon, this book was practically falling off its shelf in the pastor's office. It is called Becoming Bread. And this, Pastor French either lent me or left me, one of the two. And I found it really good to read. In it, it talks about the vulnerability of trust. The vulnerability we have to trust Jesus. Trust that it's gonna be okay. Trust that we can be vulnerable with other people, that we can be vulnerable in our faith community. And how fitting for today. Jesus is the bread of life. In Jesus, we are to trust that it's in God's time, that it's gonna be okay to let go and let God. And not everyone is on the same journey. I told you about my brother's home and his profession. It's much different than my own, but that's okay. We all have our own journey. We all are fed from the bread, but it's not all the same piece of bread. We have different journeys. So I'm going to read a poem from here. It's called Plenty. Having shared our bread, we know that we are no longer hungry. It is enough that you see me for myself, that I see you for yourself, that we bless what we see, and do not borrow, do not use one another. This is how we know we are no longer hungry, that the world is full of terror, full of beauty, and yet we are not afraid to find solace here, to be bread for each other, to love. That's vulnerability. That's trust. And that's faith. Jesus is our bread of life. When we partake in a relationship with Jesus, we are spiritually satisfied and the rest just falls into place. God of grace, give us this day our daily bread. We are so grateful. Amen.